Welcome to the Foundation's report. As I reviewed the news this morning, my attention was drawn to two articles regarding the church and two pastors slash prophets who were now being charged with crimes that focused on money. One extorting millions from the church and the other money laundering and trafficking. But the common thread here was money. Jesus himself warned us that the love of money is the root of all evil. My question is, when these individuals began their ministries, what were their true motivations and goals for starting their ministry? Do they have a heart for the gospel and want to see the lost saved, or were they looking for a way to get rich and live a lavish lifestyle? In John 10, Jesus used the term hireling for those who would infiltrate the sheepfold for the sole purpose of gaining a wage. In verses 12 to 13, he speaks of the wolf coming in the fold and the hireling fleeing because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Could there be individuals, pastors, ministers, evangelists, who enter the ministry to make themselves rich? Well, as we look around us, even recently, at the lavish lifestyles of the rich and famous ministers, we see private airplanes, luxury cars and homes, trips around the world, etc., that lead me to believe that something is amiss when it comes to the motivations of the heart when being in the ministry. The founder of our faith, Jesus, traveled around with his disciples and on occasion said he didn't have a bed to sleep in, and today may be considered a homeless individual. Yet the effect of his life and the gospel has brought salvation and freedom to millions of people throughout the ages. He didn't ride in the best of the chariots. He didn't throw lavish parties and eat the best foods around. He didn't have people serving him. He bowed down and washed his disciples' feet. In some discussions I have had with individuals who felt led to start their own ministry, the first line of thought was how they were going to get people in the pews who would give so the church could prosper. The other day, a photograph of a church bulletin board came across my desk, where a poster hung with two categories, tithers and non-tithers, exposing the names of those in the church who would fall into those two categories. I suppose they wanted to shame the individuals who did not give consistently to the church. I had a pastor once tell me he would sit and watch the people giving each Sunday, keeping his eyes on the books, because Jesus did it in the scripture. Not understanding the reason he did that was to point out what true giving represented in a poor little woman giving her last three coins into the bucket. But don't we need money to come into the church so it will function? Absolutely. But how high is this on our list of priorities when it comes to the ministry? Would we rather ski behind a boat on a lake or watch individuals come forward to give their hearts to Christ? Would we rather take a cruise than to pray with those pesky parishioners with all their day-to-day problems? The Bible itself is used, according to Scripture, to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And one day, that book will be used to judge us. So God does know and will reward us accordingly. The distinction here comes between who is a true shepherd and who is a hireling. We may just find out one day when the wolf comes around. The Foundation's report is heard weekly on the Foundation's network in its various locations. Be sure to tune in.